Hello and welcome back to the Penthouse Bar for another round of Tipsy Wednesday. I'm your host this evening, Thomas, and with me as usual, Bjorn.
Hello, hello.
Junior.
Hello there.
Yes, Easter is over with and we're still here. I was about to say we're back, but we didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So, how's everyone been this Easter?
Lazy.
As it should be. Likewise.
Yeah, good, good. Me too. Very lazy.
Like lazy boys we are during Easter, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I haven't been all that lazy. I've been socializing. Yeah.
Oh, you can be lazy while socializing.
I guess, but my girlfriend and I went to a nerd game night, played some board games with fellow nerds in our community. So
nice.
Yeah.
What community?
In the town she lives in. It's called Nerdheim. So
what did you play?
We played Munchkin. Yeah.
Good.
Munchkin 40K. And we played some, I can't recall the name of it, but it was some sort of pirate game where you had three factions. You had the pirate faction, you had the sailor faction, and you had the Cthulhu cult faction. And you all have secret identities. And it's similar to a board game called Secret Hitler, where you all have secret identities and try to determine who's your allies and who's your enemies and try to forward your agenda. Yeah. But in this game, you're pirates, so you're sailing a ship and the sailors want to get to the sailor the port. The pirates want to get to the pirate port and the Cthulhu sympathizer cult wants to get eaten by the Kraken. I can't recall the name of the game. However, it was a board game similar to Secret Hitler, more social game rather than board focused, but hey, we had a blast. So yeah.
Nice.
Play some board games when you have the chance. There are other board games than Monopoly.
Board games are cool. Monopoly and Ludo aren't really board games in my opinion.
Yeah, let's say. That's the very basic of what you could even call a board game. That just ticks off the basic boxes.
It's just luck of the die, and that's it.
Yeah, there are more interesting games to play. So try a few of them out. You may get surprised. So yeah. Other words, interesting Easter.
Good.
Thus far. Yeah.
I've not been doing much. Played some Baldur's Gate with Junior. Started another round of Baldur's Gate with another friend of mine. And I did some Norwegian skits for our Norwegian podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I've been doing.
That's partly one of my topics which I wanted to discuss today, though. On roller skating.
Oh, no, not my skits.
No.
Yeah, we can start with that, Bjorn. Lead on.
Because you mentioned you've started a new, what did you call it? A new game.
Campaign,
of
new game,
skating.
New
a
campaign.
New campaign.
Basically.
New adventure with one of your friends.
Yeah.
Me and Junior, before Easter, we met at work and we were chatting a bit and he asked me about how my Baldur's Gate adventure was going.
Yeah, because you have three adventures going.
Yes, I had. nowadays, the thing is that the people I've played with has since almost just stopped playing Baldur's Gate. So our campaign thus far has come to a grinding halt. So I don't see me progressing through that campaign any further. So I was just wondering if there was a possibility that the three of us could start a Baldur's Gating experience.
Of course.
In the future sometime.
Of course. Junior and I are only planning another run, so...
Yeah, that's what Junior was kind of mentioning, that there, mm-hmm. you were on the last... or the final chapters of the game, the final part.
I think we are on the final part now.
Yeah, we are just the final bosses yeah, left.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, as far as we know.
Okay.
Oh, I'm fairly certain on that.
All right, so there is a genuine possibility that there will be a trio Baldur's Gating with the three of us then.
Yeah, we can add you to the mix, no problem.
All right.
As long as I can romanize whoever I want. I'm game.
Well.
Well, not whoever I want, if I can romanize the person I have had in mind for this playthrough.
Well, I, as far as I've understood, there's two main camps of Baldur's Gate romancing. There's Shadowheart Camp and Karlach Camp. Who's that? Oh.
He's Shadowhearting and I'm Karlaching. This round.
Right. Fair enough. So.
Yeah, we are getting all the pussies.
Yeah. But that's because Shadowheart generally looks really good and Karlach has really nice personality.
Yeah, like a literal personality, not a meme personality.
She's a really likable character.
Yes.
And as it turned out, she was more easygoing than Shadowheart.
Yeah, she's yeah, she's just the way she is. It's
affectionate. Yeah. So. I thought you were, when you wrote Baldur's Gating, you were going to talk about Larian Studios telling they're not going to make any more Baldur's Gate games.
No, I wasn't going to mention that, but I've heard, yes. Yeah. They're finished with their Baldur's Gate adventure.
And when I read that they wanted to move on to new projects and not do stuff for the D&D company, which I don't remember the name of. Wizards of the Coast, yeah. Which also owns the rights to
Baldur's Gate.
Not just Baldur's Gate, but the other games, Divinity, Original Dragons, Sin.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So they would be moving away from those two games entirely, and I thought maybe they want to do some their own projects, some smaller projects, and not these big ones. And then they said that they would do something a lot bigger than Baldur's Gate.
What?
I was like, what the fuck? I think they want to just do their own thing and not keep to the rules of D&D and whatnot. And like,
I
be more creative at whatever they want.
Okay, fair enough. But hold on. Bigger than Baldur's Gate?
Yeah.
that's a bold statement, at least. But I guess we'll... If that's true, and if they're... well, development time. If this is true, then we can't expect to see any activity or any public releases from them for a few years, at least.
I think many years. I don't think years. I will see the game until I pass 40.
Yeah, so... but hey, they spent a long-ass time on Baldur's Gate 3 and it has paid off hugely. So... Yep.
The modding community is still not happy, though.
Oh.
Yeah, because every time they release a hot fix, it messes up someone's mod or
someone's
something.
Mod. Yeah.
Yeah, and they've said that they will do better by the mod community, but they will first try to fix more bugs and whatnot.
Well, I think it'll get better, like, indirectly, because as time moves on, they'll release less frequent patches. Yep. And therefore, indirectly, it'll be better for the modding community. That's how I see it.
And the mod community might keep the game alive a bit longer as well.
as the modding communities does.
Yeah.
Skyrim.
with your, because they made Divinity since original since 2 in back in 2017, and then
what?
This yeah.
I thought it was older.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I thought it was younger because I saw Junior and I played it in 2019. And I thought it was fairly new when we bought it. I didn't know it was 2 years old when we bought it.
No, it was. So they made. They spent like 6 years, somewhere between Divinity and Baldur's Gate. I can imagine something bigger, better, something space adventure. That would be awesome. I guess.
All I know is that it is a bigger RPG game than Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, but
where they choose to do the RPG elements, that could be in space.
Bigger, better space. Yeah, let's go.
Maybe.
Yeah, it might be good. But let's move on to other stuff. Do you remember the Barbie movie that came out last year?
Barbie Oppenheimer. Barbie Oppenheimer?
Yeah, that what? One.
Barbie Oppenheimer? Do you mean Barbie or Oppenheimer?
No, both of them came out around the same time, and they were called like Barbieheimer or something, because both of them were hugely successful at the same time.
I must have missed out on that
collab. The memes, man.
The memes.
Anyways, due to the success of Barbie, someone figured they'd make a similar movie called The Sims, based off of the games The Sims. And in my mind, those who have played The Sims know it's a simulation game where you create your family or a bunch of friends and you build houses and decorate the houses and you just play the daily lives of The Sims.
As far mostly. As I've understood, it's mostly a house building game.
It depends.
And you've built the house and renovated your house, you could like play your characters just living in the house.
Yeah, get jobs, go to work, from work, eat, sleep, shower, do the gardening, do the cleanups. Yeah, basically. And they talk really funny as well in The Sims.
Yeah.
But in the I have only played the first games, The Sims 1, and all its expansions. And that was what you did. I don't know in The Sims 4 and whatnot if you can do more fun stuff.
No.
And whatnot, but no. Okay.
Well, you can travel around town and it's the same.
It's much the same. So I'm just wondering, how good would that movie be?
I never had a thing for The Sims games, so I don't know.
Didn't you have The Sims 2 on your PS2?
I had, but actually on PlayStation, but I was never a huge fan of it. So it's like, it never like captured my. I never spent hours in it. It was just like, is neat.
I spent quite a few hours in the first game, but mainly I just bought the cheapest housing you could afford at the start of the game, and I renovated it and built it up, and I sold it, and I bought more expensive property, and I renovated the house, and I sold it, and just kept buying until I had the biggest house and renovated it, and then I was done. I didn't do any of the actual Sims playing. I just
The Sims RPG.
Yeah. Buy, renovate, and sell homes. That was what I did.
House flipping.
House flipping, basically, yes.
You did not set your child on fire or your neighbors.
Any of those creative things.
I have played a little bit, so yeah, that would have happened, yes. People burning in. And you could remove the pixels that were censoring the nudity when they went into the shower and stuff. Of course, I found a cheat to remove that. And you still couldn't see anything because The Sims 1 is an old game.
Modding community!
I suppose for the newer ones, Sims 4, there might be mods to do more adult things.
Yeah, I imagine so. There has to be.
But, nevertheless, what do you think? Will a movie based off of The Sims be fun?
Could it be fun? Is there any... Well,
there could
be anything that it could be, but they'll have to make something out of it. They can't just make a normal Sims game and it Sims movie or series, and it'll just be interesting by default.
No, but
they'll
but
have to do something like Barbie.
Yeah, because did Barbie, you see Barbie is like,
I've watched Barbie. Yes.
Yeah. So I was deeply disappointed.
What? You were disappointed?
Yeah, I didn't find it very funny.
But
I liked parts of it, but
okay.
The overall, it started out fun, but the way the movie turned out, it wasn't really what I expected. And it wasn't all that funny either. But if they do some similar thing with Sims, it might work. But I don't know if it will be as successful.
They'll have to make an interesting story within the Sims universe then.
You follow the Sims, what they do, and then the player log on and they're like, oh shit, someone's going to control us.
Let's compare.
I would guess it'd be like the Truman Show.
The Sims will be like realizing that they're in a game and they're being controlled and becoming sentient or something. That could be interesting.
Yeah, well, he was sentient in the Truman Show, though. He just didn't know he was in a show.
TV show.
Man, I haven't seen that movie in years. Maybe I should give it a watch again.
It's an old classic by this point.
With Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Guess spoilers for Truman Show.
You can't spoil that now. It's that's
it's a 90s movie, so you can't spoil it. Early 2000.
Yep.
Well, moving on then. And speaking of movies, did you know pirating movies and TV shows is in an upward trajectory now?
Oh.
People were pirating a lot of things, then streaming services hit, mainly Netflix. Pirating went down, now it's going up again. Because there are too fucking many streaming services, so you don't know which service you need to get the movies or shows you want. And it's becoming too expensive to have all of them. So now people are starting to pirate again.
Yes!
I guess this ultimately leads to the streaming platforms being forced to be more competitive. And it's better in the long run for the end consumers, I think. Not that we endorse pirating, I'm just saying the results of this might be better. In favor of the paying consumers.
I don't think so. I think every like there's the we are losing money, so make it more expensive for the rest of us.
Yeah, that might up be to, for a while as up, well.
Up yeah, to and then a they... point where they can't make it, where it's not reasonably priced anymore. And people are like, nah, this streaming service is too expensive compared to the others. I'm jumping ship off of this one.
Yeah, then they're bankrupt.
Which I've personally done with Viaplay out of my streaming services. Yeah, because that's just too damn expensive compared to the others.
But you can have a Viaplay account and not be subscribed because you can still rent or buy movies as long as you have a user.
That was just my take on it. So,
but look at how fucking expensive sport is.
Yes,
sport is really expensive. But that has always been expensive, even before streaming. When you had when you had satellite TV and whatnot, you still needed to buy extra, pay a lot of extra for the sporting package.
Yeah. That's too damn expensive. I don't like sports.
I guess they realize that sports fans are willing to pay a lot for their sports. Mm-hmm. So it just comes down to how much is the consumer willing to pay in the end. And
You could go that way around with shows and movies as well. The problem being there are so many streaming services that who do you pay your money to? Because you can't afford all of them.
Mm.
Survival
of the fittest, I guess.
Yeah, there are multiple sports events and multiple sport apps and multiple sports streaming services, right? And the sport industry is really spoiler heavy, right?
Yeah.
So you need to watch it live.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking... I feel bad for people like sport.
Mm. Yeah, because if you miss out one evening, you have to go do something and you can't watch the game live, you will get spoiled. If you even glance at a smart screen somewhere.
Yeah, or even just turning on the radio in the car, there will be news and then they will go through the last sporting events results. Yes. Stadium here in Norway.
You have to like isolate yourself from society until you've watched the game. And I think that's a real problem, more so for sports fans than fans of TV shows that are running or the likes. Yeah. I recall when Game of Thrones was airing, if you didn't catch the newest episode shortly after release, you would get spoiled.
Yeah, I know.
To a certain degree.
To a certain degree, yes.
Yeah, because people weren't on TV and saying, this is spoilers!
No, but there was always the cunts at work. Did you see last night's episode? And two of them had, and they wanted to discuss this in the back room where everyone was sitting.
The struggle.
Yeah. My problem with so many streaming services is that HBO, they own Warner Bros. Warner Bros. Owns DC. DC has a lot of animated stuff I really, really like. And I was hoping to watch some of that legal. And surprise, surprise, they almost have nothing of the good animated DC stuff. And when they do, they only have it for a short time, and then they remove it, because it's costing money to have it up on the service. At least if not enough people are watching it.
Mm.
So they never had the entire library of their DC stuff up there, and now they've sold the rights to other streaming platforms as well. So now you can see some DC stuff over on Netflix again.
I love it that you have to use a flowchart to know what you need for a streaming service.
And Prime has sold some of their rights as well now for Clarkson's Farm and stuff, so that I think it's HBO or Max, as it's called now. Have the rights to show it as well. So.
And if you're so lucky that the show you're going to watch isn't legal in your region for that app that doesn't exist in your region. Oh man. That is really easy to put on your hat and sail the sea.
Mm.
Some of them are compensating for that. So when you have Peacock shows, because Peacock we don't have here in Norway, other streaming services will get the right in this region. Disney has a lot of Peacock shows as well, and Prime has some, but again,
that's just a result of just capitalism doing its thing. It's the only shows that will be on a streaming service are the shows and movies that are most profitable. So you'll end up with only mainstream movies and mainstream shows and animes and cartoons just being on the apps, and you can't watch the more niche stuff, and it'll just disappear because it's not readily available with legal streaming services.
Okay, find me Blackadder. Where can I stream Blackadder?
Probably Black on BBC. Adder,
the old,
but I cannot watch BBC.
Yes, you can.
No?
I think...
Norwegian cannot watch BBC.
We have some BBC. We have some BBC stuff.
We
in Norway.
Because I have tried to watch Top Gear.
Yeah, you might struggle with some of them, but I think we have a state-owned channel here in Norway called NRK. They have the rights to a lot of BBC shows.
That is us.
That's broadcasting. That's you have to watch it live.
I've been speaking on of this Norwegian streaming app I have that's called Stream. STRIM. And with that, I get something called BritBox, where I can watch BBC shows.
Okay, well. Okay.
So not only is that the BritBox app, I also have BBC Nordic on there.
Or you can just download Apple TV, buy an Apple TV, because they got it, I see. So there's too much fucking steps here.
Yeah, Apple TV, that's really cheap as well, isn't it? It's like $4 or something a month.
A month, yeah. Or and then you need to buy the actual Apple TV for $1,000.
No, like $100. $100, €100.
Oh, I can download the app on my Google Chrome.
Can you now?
Yeah, I can.
So that sounds strange.
That's very strange.
It said it was compatible, so yeah. I can
that's like heresy. Downloading an Apple software on your Google device.
It's not a software, it's an app.
It's
it will run on the Google device.
Yeah, yeah.
It said I don't have it, so I haven't checked it myself, but I read it's possible.
Okay.
So yeah. But the Apple boxes are really expensive if you're going to buy them.
Yeah,
it's around $200 worth.
Yeah, and it's a Chrome cost, which doesn't allow your Android, right? You cannot connect the Android to an Apple.
Yeah, and it's a lot bigger, but then again, it comes with more RAM and more storage.
Fucking hell.
But that's about it.
Don't you have any other topics than this dystopian future?
I do.
Dystopian streaming future.
Yeah, where we all are sailing this seven seas. Yar har.
Yeah.
Which
so
in the
did
end
you
seems like the easiest solution. But
did you see? Trump has just released for sale the Trump Bible, the only
nice
Bible that is supported by Trump or acknowledged by Trump.
I've seen it, I've witnessed it as I scrolled through social medias, but I haven't, it hasn't.
So basically, Donald Trump owned a lot of money, he needs a cash cow, he printed up the Bible, added some words at the beginning or the end of the book, and it's a Donald Trump approved Bible, and he sells it for a shit ton of money.
He's a
genius.
He's desperate to make some cash.
Yeah, because he lost some court cases and he now owns millions of dollars.
With interest.
With interest as well, yeah. So now he needed money, so he had his own Donald Trump approved Bible.
Fucking hell.
With quotes such as, "Grab him by the pussy."
Really? Or
but it would be really funny.
And then Jesus said, "Grab him by the pussy." it was the thing God said right after "Let there be light."
Grab him by the pussy.
Yeah, because you want the light on when you grab him by the pussy, right? You don't want to die in the dark.
Don't think so, but it wouldn't surprise me.
I don't know. I just think it's edition of the Bible that has been printed up with Donald Trump's approval, and
he basically put his sticker on it,
and
receives revenue from sales of those Bibles.
Yeah, that would be my guess. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't buy it personally, but hey.
Well, if Donald Trump had actually translated the Bible into Donald Trump lingo, I would probably have bought it and read it.
And somehow funded his... funded him?
Maybe I would have downloaded it somewhere, the audiobook.
The legal way.
Maybe Donald Trump could read this as an audiobook for Audible or something.
Too much work.
In other news, though, Ramadan has, I think it's over now, but that was a thing last month, where Muslims don't eat between, when the sun's up?
When the sun is up, so they only eat one meal a day, and they don't, one meal a day with, before the sun goes up. and they don't eat for the duration of most of the day.
Yeah.
Something. Don't quote me on this, but something like that.
And did you see the vid that went viral from England?
This British was dude. It the one you posted of the guy just?
Yeah, like I sent it to you guys. The guy eating his lunch at work, and then one of the guys having Ramadan was filming him and was like, "Look at this infidel! He's eating while we're having Ramadan."
Mind you, it seemed like the guy who was eating his lunch wasn't participating in Ramadan himself.
No, he was not.
He was not. He was just a guy at work who happened to not participate in Ramadan.
He was probably a Christian or an atheist or something like
that. Something else.
He was not a Muslim. But the Muslim at work was offended seeing his co-worker eat while he couldn't. And I fundamentally disagree with that mentality to give in to other people's religions. Because religion is a personal belief, not to be pushed on others. So if Björn was having Ramadan and couldn't eat, I would still eat my meals when I feel like it.
Yeah, I think that's a healthy mentality. Just don't try to involve everyone else around you in your beliefs and your ways of living.
Mm.
Yeah, but okay. Worst case scenario here.
Okay.
Your boss is a Muslim and he enforces Ramadan on you.
On every employee, regardless. Yeah,
would that be abuse?
Yes, would that even and it be would legal? Not be legal. I would take that to the union at once.
Yeah, but I can imagine if like 90% of your workforce was Muslim and making this Ramadan thing.
And you were of the 10%, 1 out of 10 who weren't participating. Okay.
I would go a month only eating bacon at work if that was the case.
Yeah, hell no, I would not participate in this.
Because I don't yield for other people's beliefs in that way.
Well, I think there are levels to this. If we were in a country where the majority of peoples are Muslim and you happen to move there being an atheist or a Christian or a Hindu or Buddhist, whatever, someone that does not participate in Ramadan, and you were in the minority in that country, then I expect something like that would be mostly mandatory or mandatory for you said, Junior.
Yeah, but holy shit.
But if
imagining how bad tourism is in Ramadan country now. You're going there, oh, nice to eat. No, it's not nice to eat. Because I don't get to eat.
Yeah, I think if I moved to a Muslim country, I wouldn't go around eating bacon during Ramadan.
That would basically be saying F you to everyone.
I would respect the laws of the country I'm in. But currently I live in Norway, and this guy on the video that went viral lives in England, which are both built on Christian values, and we're not restricted what we're eating to any degree by any religion. So we should be able to eat when and what we want during lunchtime or at home.
Because bottom line, that's the ways of that country, mostly. Yeah. The majority
If you are celebrating Ramadan and you can't eat, just don't be in the lunch area during lunch time. Like, if it bothers you to watch other people eat, take your break before or after the rest of the guys and girls have their lunch.
Mm.
If possible. Instead of walking in there criticizing them for eating.
Well, expecting people to adjust their ways to your preferences if you're in the vast minority.
Even if you aren't the majority, if you live in a country that aren't ruled by your religion, let's say.
Yeah, I guess that's That's
if you're a Muslim living in a Western country, expect people to eat during Ramadan if they are not Muslims.
Yeah, but I guess people nowadays are expect everyone to just abide by their ways, regardless.
My way is eating bacon, and I expect all Muslims to abide by my way. That would never happen.
Exactly. Yeah, it's,
so you can't just expect someone to.
That's equally as ridiculous. Yeah. Mm. So.
Eat bacon.
Oh, well.
And I wouldn't rally all the bacon lovers just because I want everyone who eats bacon to enforce bacon upon people who don't. Like, it's ridiculous.
Force feeding bacon down your throat. And we will do it through a blender. Blend the bacon. Make it liquid.
I wouldn't actually.
So that wouldn't actually be bacon. It would just be grease.
Liquid
it
bacon.
It would be grease.
Drowned.
Really
chunks.
Greasy meat mash. Smoked meat mash. that
this is bacon perfect. And you will love it down your throat.
Well, in other news, Thomas.
In other news, yes. Yeah, I saw this picture of a guy getting a speeding ticket. Did I send it to you? Someone having their car towed. You know, the car was having some troubles. The towing people came over. They put the car on top of the ramp of the towing truck, and they drove off. And they drove too fast, and they was caught in a traffic camera. And the picture was of the car on top of the ramp. So the owner of the car that was being towed got the speeding ticket. And you can clearly see on the picture that is added to the speeding ticket that the car is standing on top of the ramp of the tow truck. And he was like, what the fuck? I just got this.
My car broke down and I got a speeding ticket.
Yep. And my mind was like, is that even legal to charge someone a speeding ticket when their car is stationary on top of another car that is being driven by someone else?
Guess not.
I hope he appeals or goes to complain about this at the very least.
And I
hope there's some sense to this with people realizing that this isn't the actual case. This is on a flatbed truck being
transported. Transported, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But that's but hey, I wouldn't be surprised if he had to pay the fine anyway and is like, sucks to be you, because that's how the world works sometimes.
Yeah. He couldn't get the registration of the tow truck, so we just have to fine you for it.
We have to give the ticket to someone. Duh.
Someone has
There's
to pay
nothing
this.
We can do about it.
Yeah, the ticket has been written. Now someone needs to pay it. I thought it was a bit hilarious.
Yeah, it's the irony. Yeah. Car broke down, got a speeding ticket.
I'm looking at the time, and I'm thinking we're going to do your topic. So we'll just do an honorable, not honorable mention for Russian terror, but we'll quickly mention it. Because it's old news by now, but everyone saw that... this concert hall or whatever it was attacked by terrorists in Russia.
Yes.
And the terrorists was caught and harshly punished before the trial.
Yes.
So much so, one was force-fed his own ear that was cut off, and one was beaten into a coma and still had to attend the court.
Yeah.
In a wheelchair, in coma.
Yeah.
Defending himself. Because I don't think they got any lawyers.
No, I don't think the Russian court system works that way.
It works the way Putin wants it to work.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, and say what you will about Russia and Putin, but terrorism just going to blow up innocent people, that doesn't sit right to whoever you are.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. But in other news, what is smoking in Germany?
Yeah,
Place
this is
it.
Actual news. This is actual news.
Actual
news. Because as of 1st of April, and it is no April Fool's joke, in Germany, it is now legal to recreationally smoke weed or cannabis.
Ah, it's been legalized.
So it's been legalized as of 1st of April.
Yeah, I'm seeing more countries are debating this. I think even here in Norway, it's on the rise.
So it's, I guess more freedom to people who wants to
do blaze it.
Light it up. 420, isn't that the...
Light it up, Patras!
But I guess it's when you enforce this law, you grant this permission. I guess some laws has to follow to be for this to work properly. I guess it shouldn't be allowed to. You shouldn't be allowed behind the wheel of a car if you're high. I have no idea what that does to the brain. Maybe you don't.
Yeah, you're getting slower.
I expect your mind works slower and you can't respond properly to normal speed of traffic. So maybe that is some law and regulation that has to follow.
Maybe they just put it under the alcohol law. Like if you have been drinking alcohol,
but
if you've been smoking weed, you can't drive.
How do you measure levels of weed in your system? What measurement is that?
You probably don't. You just register that they have been smoking weed and that's it.
Yeah, and how is that just, if there's no like apparatus that the police can use to like...
They even take your blood, the blood test.
Okay, so that does show in your blood, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. And they can probably see it on your pupils if you've been taking drugs of some sort, because pupils will dilate and stuff if you've taken something.
But I hope this doesn't give the power to enforcement units to just say and claim someone has been smoking weed and therefore that is true. Just based on their claim.
We still need some evidence. With the drunk driving, you still need everything.
Like you said, yes. I hope there will be proper proof that to avoid cases where police of enforcement is just being douchebags. So yeah, that's just my take on that. So
yeah, I agree with you. So with that, I would like to thank our followers for listening to this episode, and I would like to remind everyone there are a link underneath to our link tree which will take you to all our social medias and our support link where you can donate money to us. It's a one-time thing if you feel we deserve it. So we can keep doing this. And we'll appreciate it a lot. And see you again next week. Bye-bye.
Adios.
Bye.
Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.